Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and my favorite hostess with the mostest, Miss Lauren Mosley.
Well, good morning, Julie.
Hey, good morning.
Is it your birthday eve?
It is my birthday eve, and I'm so excited.
Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you. I look pretty amazing for 23.
You do.
You know, I'm getting closer to 50 than not.
Same here, sister. Same here.
Like real close.
I think I'll get to 50 before you.
Oh, yeah. You're only like a minute before, huh?
Yeah. But I'll get there before you.
It's all right. We still look good. In fact,
hey, we're still looking.
Hey, exactly. At least we can still see. Hey, it's not just my birthday, though. There's some other cool birthdays coming around.
Oh, yes. We got Queen Julie tomorrow. Ooh. On Friday, May the 17th.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we have a King George birthday bash.
George
Strait's birthday is on Saturday the 18th.
I will celebrate
just right after you.
Mm-hmm.
And Danielle Gwynn decided she wanted to throw George Strait a birthday party at Rail Yard Park.
That sounds amazing.
And so, yeah, we're going to have a Texas-sized celebration for King George in honor of the King of Country.
Yes.
And it'll be complete with King George, a tribute to George Strait, that band. So it's a free concert.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know that you go wrong singing George Strait music.
No. I mean, we can be able to sing all night long.
I mean, really, I sound amazing when I sing George Strait.
That's Lionel Richie, but anyway.
Yes, I'm excited.
Check yes or no. Are you coming to the birthday bash?
Yes. I was going to come up with something clever. I got nothing. I was going to do a pure country.
Oceanfront property in Arizona.
Dang, you're on top of it. I was trying to think of like one of those pure.
Maybe run.
No.
Run to Rail Yard Park.
You're so much quicker. My brain is not on. I can't think of anything.
This might be the only time I've beat Julie at any game.
I'm like fireman, troubadour. I got all these things that I can't do anything with.
Your exes live in Texas?
Dang, you're blowing me away. Okay, this weekend. And how can people, do they just show up?
Yeah, you just show up.
Is it free?
We really don't take RSVPs for George Strait's birthday.
Is it free?
It is free.
People can show up out there to Rail Yard Park, which is right in the amphitheater area downtown.
Yeah, right across from the Chamber of Commerce office.
Oh my gosh, I may just spend the night out the chamber and walk across.
Yeah, for George Strait's birthday bash.
Because technically, I
do have to let you know that if George Strait shows up, that is just totally a bonus, but we do not have. Yeah.
If George Strait showed up, that would be like a birthday present.
The ACMs just happened last night. Like, what if he's still in town?
Oh.
And he caught wind that some crazy girl in Waxahachie named Danielle was throwing him a birthday party.
Yes.
I don't know.
I love it.
I'm just trying to manifest good thoughts that
homina.
Bring George Strait. If not, we'll just have Jeff Frazier. We'll have him show up. He's almost like a little doppelganger of George Strait for me.
So. Jeff Frazier. Shout out to Interbank.
Yeah.
Interbank.
Sponsor of Crepe Myrtle Festival, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sorry, I'm getting all over the map. But yes, King George birthday bash this Saturday, Rail Yard Park, absolutely free. We'll be singing all of your favorite George tunes.
I love it. What else is going on?
You know, from there, we kind of let everybody over in Ennis have a Memorial Day holiday for the Polka Fest. So I kind of always feel like we give that to them. We let them have all of Memorial Day. And then, but we take and claim that first weekend of June for the almighty Gingerbread Trail.
There you go.
It's been a classic since 54 years.
Has 54 it been years. 54 years?
Yes.
It's a little older than us. Thank goodness, huh? Something is.
But I'm telling you, Gingerbread Trail is looking good, too, because it's all about Main Street this year.
That is going to be an amazing street.
Yes. All the houses are on Main Street. All the attractions are on Main Street. And then I believe Meat Church is even doing something special in their store. And they're there on Main Street. So it's just a whole bunch of excitement. Plus, there's an antiques and boutiques market that's going to be on the square. So it's just going to be a real cool version of Gingerbread Trail this year.
You know what I think
walkable,
I would do?
Really walkable, too.
That's what I was going to say. I think what I would do is I would park somewhere downtown, eat, or get you a drink or something, walk all the way down Main Street, see all the things, come back,
kind of park in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you a little
midway
eat or drink there too, and just keep on going, make a whole day of it.
Yeah. So anyway, we're proud. You know, that's the big fundraiser for the Ellis County Museum, and so it's been going on strong, 54 years now. The Gingerbread Trail Historic Home Tour.
And where can they get tickets for that? At the museum, huh?
Yeah. Also, you can also purchase them online. I believe that's really where they're trying to draw people is online.
Yeah. It's weird. You don't even have to go to places anymore to purchase tickets. You can
just
do crazy tracking. Things. You can scan QR codes and visit these websites.
Yeah. So those are two of the things that we're super excited about. You know, all the while, again, as we talk about Rail Yard Park, of course, there's Saturday morning fitness that happens every Saturday morning, and that's free. And then also on Gingerbread Trail Saturday, the Barbie movie.
When?
On June the 1st. That's Saturday night.
Okay.
That's Saturday night. So after you do Gingerbread Trail, grab all your girlfriends and go to Barbie movie night.
Have you seen Barbie the movie?
I've not.
You know what? I actually loved it.
Okay.
I absolutely loved it. There was so much pink in that. And I heard so many bad things and heard all these
different things. Danielle has planned two events for you then. Your post-birthday party, you're going to share it with George Strait.
Yeah.
And then you can have your Barbie movie night on Gingerbread Trail Saturday.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's like the best time ever.
It is. And then, of course, Farmers Market. It's open every Saturday now if you're looking for something fun to do on those Saturday mornings. I hear the sourdough bread lady sells out. Like, that's the hot attraction.
Sourdough bread, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I like going
hot ticket item.
And visiting old John Paul out there.
John Paul Dineen.
John Paul Dineen. And I think
Yellow Farmhouse.
Yeah, I wonder do they have some fresh made ice cream out there.
That Bowman's milk. Is that what it's made out of?
It's so good. I think so. And, you know, you can also walk. So here's a good day. You go down to Farm Luck or eat one of the places down on the square. Any place. Dove's Nest, Panza's, El Mexicano. Now I'm thinking of all of them.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry. And then you walk down the street and you go and hop on the trail. You take your dog and you walk. Let your dog play in the dog park. And then you go over to the farmer's market, tie them up on a tree. And
I don't think you're supposed to tie dogs up on trees anymore. I think those are of a day gone by.
Leave the dog in the car with the windows down.
You know what? I'm pretty sure the farmer's market's just dog friendly. So just let the dog
walk
with
around with your dog and your little poop thing in your hand. You know, it'd be a great day. Okay, it's out of hand. I'm going downhill quickly.
You were planning a picture perfect day and then it derailed.
But, you know, and the Roland's Honey out there, all the good things.
Good stuff.
I can't wait to see because now that they're going to be there every weekend. And now,
year-round.
Totally different. Like, are there a lot of new vendors?
Oh, yes. Sweet. Eliana Tooley has worked hard at lining up some new and good vendors and just taking farmers market to the next level.
I love it. I love it so much. For the Waxahachie Chamber, I can tell you if you are looking for getting involved with the leadership of Ellis County this year, applications will go live mid-July. So be looking on the website. I've had several people call me about that. Just hang on. Let us finish up this year and then we'll get it going again mid-July. So just hang in there. We just finished our big Sporting Clay tournament last Friday.
Oh, how did that go?
Our first time of having a morning and afternoon flight, and it was amazing. You know, it was supposed to rain, cats and dogs. Not one cat, not one dog.
Oh,
it was a beautiful day. And Jake Elzey even came out. Congressman Jake Elzey.
Yes.
Came out and hung out with us for a little bit. It was just a really pretty day.
Sounds like a great day.
It wasn't a great hair day, I'm going to be honest with you. I look like a chia pet. It was not pretty.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
Yeah. There were like 200 men walking around with guns and crawfish bowl, and they thought they were, they were just happy as they could be.
Well, look at y'all making men's dreams come true.
they needed was a gun and some food.
It's all
amazing.
Some crawfish.
Anyway, so all kinds of good things happening.
Absolutely. I don't know. I went through our calendar, you know, pretty fast and didn't give a whole bunch of details, but, you know, you can always find them on our website at visitwaxahachie.com.
And you can always go to the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce.com as well. And we'll post this video. We'll post this video. We'll post this radio spot.
There's video?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm real nervous.
I know. Did you see me just lose my earring? And now I'm like looking around on the floor for my earring.
We'll find it.
Yes. All right, y'all. Well, we will talk to you here pretty soon.
All right. Till next time.
Bye, Lori.
Bye, Julie.